You're listening to Radio Free Phoenix. Hi, it's Andy Olson, and we have online here with us Tim Cook of the Subdudes playing tonight out at Rhythm Room at 7:30 in Phoenix. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Doing good, Andy. I'm excited. We're just heading to eat some Mexican food here.
When's the last time you've been in the Phoenix area?
Well, Phoenix area, it wasn't so... I think it's when the Diamondbacks were playing... in the World Series, playing against Colorado. I can't remember. We've been to Phoenix a few...
It was when the Rockies were eliminating a Diamondback.
That's right. Actually, it was when it's when our Colorado Rockies were actually beating the Arizona Diamondbacks. So it's been 2007.
But you were in Tucson just last night, right?
We were just last night in Tucson.
Have you been around? At least the band has been around since when?
Well, since 1989... And kind of picked it up again in 2002. We took a little break there from like maybe 96 to 2002 and picked it up in 2002 and been pretty busy since then, the last 7 years.
Now, you were one of the members that came on board after the band had been in existence for a few years?
Right, yeah. I mean, I had been involved with them pretty much, you know, for a long, long time, but as far as a playing member, yeah.
Now, is the band still based in New Orleans, or are you in Fort Collins?
Well, three of us live in Fort Collins, Colorado, and Jimmy Mesa is the only one that lives in New Orleans. Tommy Malone moved to Nashville about 2 years ago. So we have one of us tied to New Orleans, even though we have family and ties.
Yeah. Well, you have a new album out.
We do.
Flower Petals, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the story behind that album?
Well, there's a song called Flower Petals that was being considered for actually an album, Miracle Mule, that when we first got back together in 2002, our first record together was the Miracle Mule, and it was a song written that had a story to it, the song Flower Petals, and when that song didn't make the album, Miracle Mule, it just kind of hung there for a while, and we were playing it live. And then John Magney had this idea of like, hey, you know, maybe we could write a bunch of songs around that particular song, Flower Petals, and tie all the songs into this storyline. And so for us, it's our first concept record that we've ever done where all the songs are tied into the characters of the story. And it was exciting. It was an exciting project. We had wanted to do this several years ago, but the record companies that we were with before kind of nixed the idea. So this time we said, you know, we got to do it.
So they couldn't see a concept album coming from you guys?
No.
They're thinking, oh my gosh, like Ray Davies and the Kinks. Where are we going now?
Yeah. Well, it's something we had to do, you know. We couldn't do another record without getting these tunes recorded. So, and we recorded it in Fort Collins, Colorado, in John Magney in his basement, which we refer to as Knucklehead Studio. And we produced it and pretty much engineered it ourselves. And we're very proud of it, actually.
Well, let's go ahead and give a listen to that title track, Flower Petals, right now on Radio Free Phoenix.
Okay, thanks, Andy.
Standing in the meadow with the yellow dress on.
He loves me now.
Picking pretty flower petals one by one.
He loves me now.
He told her on a Tuesday he would come.
He loves me now.
Wednesday morning she was still alone.
Loves me now.
Woo! Dancing in the town hall, no one's there.
Oh, do-si-do.
With a purple gingham bowl in her hair.
Round and round she goes.
Everybody knows that her lover is gone.
Oh, where'd he go?
But the poor girl keeps telling everyone. cotton duvet filled with down.
Used to keep him warm.
And 14-year-old wedding gown.
Never, ever worn.
He should not have told me that he was leaving
for another.
Could not stop the fury that came over me.
Oh, my lover.
Now God is my jury, and love is my witness.
Standing in the meadow with the yellow dress on.
Loves me now.
Pulling up the daisies one by one.
Loves me now.
Put them in a jar by the windowsill.
Loves me now.
Underneath the flower bed he lies still. Why, oh why?
That's the Subdudes on Radio Free Phoenix from the new disc, title track to Flower Petals. And Tim Cook of the Dudes on phone right now with us. The show tonight out at Rhythm Room in Phoenix. Hey, Tim.
Yeah, we haven't been back to the Rhythm Room for a while. Last time we played Martini Ranch.
How was Martini Ranch?
It was okay, but I think we prefer the Rhythm Room for vibe.
Yeah, Rhythm Room has that ambiance to it, you know?
Just a
feel-good kind of place to do a show.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
What's another song off the new album that you like, that you consider one of your favorites off of it?
You know, that's a tough question. I like them all. Wedding Rites is a beautiful song, beautiful love song, actually.
Let's go with that beautiful love song now here.
The Wedding Rites, all right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to believe about past or future life, but I do believe in a love before first sight. 'Cause lover, when I saw you for the first time, I was amazed. I was so pleased to find I already knew you before I even met you. I already felt you before I ever held you, like two streams that flow from the very same soul. We're together again. Let the river run its course. We're together. Let the river run its course. Thank you. it's morning at the chapel. People start to gather to be there to share in the wedding rite. And I'm standing up next to you, saying yes I do. And he's telling us that we are now man and wife. I already knew you before I even met you. I already felt you before I ever held you, like two streams that flow from the very same source. We're together again. Let the river run its course. We're together again. We're together, let the river run its course. We're together, let the river run its course.
That is The Wedding Rites from the new disc from Sub Dudes, Flower Petals, and Tim Cook of the Dudes here. Now, you're the bass player with the band?
Yes.
And you also sing harmony vocals?
Yes, I do. I usually sing the bass vocal, the low voice on these tunes.
So somebody that's not familiar with you, what kind of band would you call yourself?
Well, you know, that's always something that's been really tough to answer, because we tend to kind of lean into all the different types of music, and you know, obviously with New Orleans, you know, we've got the rhythm and blues with a little country funk mixed in with a little gospel, and we tie the folk in with a little groove to it, you know. So it's a tough thing, you know. But
I've read some comparisons to Little Feat, maybe on some.
Well,
teams.
That's a compliment, you know. Yeah. I think maybe because it's the groove, you know, we're real groove oriented band, and but Little Feat is one of our favorite bands, and we've had the good fortune of playing with them several times.
Now, they're also coming to the Phoenix area, actually Martini Ranch on Saturday.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well,
so if you're still in town,
show.
Or are you out of town after
no,
the show?
No, we're
tonight?
Heading out. We're okay. After we leave Phoenix, we're heading to California and working our way from San Juan Capistrano all the way up to Ukiah, California.
Huh.
So we're going to hit the state of California.
Now, I was looking on your website, and then I saw a little story. Greg Allman's a big fan of you guys.
I know. We just found out. It's funny, over the years, ever so often we'll run into people say, well, you know, James Taylor's a big fan of you, and you know, of course we know about Bonnie Raitt and, you know, a bunch of the New Orleans people, and but Greg Allman, that was funny to hear. We were pleased. Because we're big fans of, obviously, the Allman Brothers as well.
Well, when you send out your music there, you never really know who you're touching.
That's true, you know, and I just wish there was a way that our music could touch more. It's amazing how many people still have never heard of us or don't know anything about us. And this album, I think, is our 8th studio album.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud of all the records, too, all the CDs that we've done. So we just get out there and keep playing, you know. That's all we can do is just keep working it.
That's right. Well, you keep the band alive.
That's it.
Yeah. One song that I liked that I was listening to just the other day was Standing Water.
That's a good one, too. You know, I forgot. That's actually one of my favorites as well.
So I thought we would maybe just go put it on right now. This is the Sub Dudes from the latest disc, Flower Petals, talking with Sub Dude Tim Cook now here at Radio Free Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
is a poison that seems to run around to every mind in town. That makes them feel free to judge on you, free to examine every little thing you do. Stand in water, no way to escape it. If you drink it down, it will poison you. Call my town, standing water.
Water.
I love the way it aggravates my father.
Father.
It was good enough for him and all our kin. And on and on and on and on.
Oh, standing water.
Water.
I've been your faithful daughter.
Water.
But now it's time for me to go. This kind of death is way too slow.
You're strong, you won't be the one to get swept along. But just like morphine in the line, it gets to you one drop at a time. Maybe someday I will come back when my blood is strong enough to take the attack. Calm down, standing water. Love the way it aggravates my father.
Father.
It was good enough for him and all our kin. And on and on and on and on
and on. Standing water,
water.
I've been your dutiful daughter,
daughter.
But now it is time for me to go.
What kind of death is waiting?
All right, that is the Subdudes on Radio Free Phoenix, and nice tune, Standing Water from the new disc, Flower Petals. And we have Tim Cook here, and in just a matter of hours, you guys are going to be on stage out at Rhythm Room.
Yeah, looking forward to I'm hoping that it's going to be a good crowd. I know the crowds are very enthusiastic down here in Phoenix every time we play, and we've got some old friends down here that we're anxious to see, so it should be a lot of fun.
If you had to close off with a tune from that new disc, what would it be?
Probably Flower and Fire. It's a song that's really going over well live. In fact, a lot of these songs actually sound better live, but that's kind of the way the Subdudes, I think, have always worked. You know, we tend to have a little more life when we play live. I mean, the songs just take a whole different, you know, a different sound.
Do you start thinking that at some point in time that you don't like the studio version and you like the live sound a little more as you get into the tune more?
I don't know if that's the case. I mean, I really love the sounds that we got on mm-hmm. this record, but I just think for energy and that song, you know, especially, we just tend to be a little more animated on stage, so.
All right, well, it's a good way to close this off, and everybody out there, if you haven't heard the Subdudes, you've heard just four songs from them right now, and this is your first time, then go to that show tonight. Starts at 7:30 on Indian School at the Rhythm Room in Phoenix. And thank you so much, Tim.
Okay, thanks a lot, Andy. I hope to see you, man.
Yeah.
Talk to you soon.
Well, my brother, have you ever got caught in between? Well, my brother, now do you know what I mean? A man's love comes on strong. A woman's love goes deep, stays long. fire went wild and burned down the forest. Made a young soldier forget everything he promised to her to whom he was betrothed. I thought I'd try to run away from them both. God always let me walk back home with my life. I thought I'd face some mighty firepower, but in the end I was overcome by a little flower.
Thank you.